The Schumavan National Park and the Bavarian National Forest Park have begun a unique project to map the lives of the rare and elusive lynx inhabiting the nature reserves on both sides of the border. Using special cameras, zoologists hope to learn more about the animal's migration habits and other behavior. The lynx is famously difficult to photograph up close, one reason why cameras at stations set up throughout the parks react to the slightest movement. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Czech and German specialists will soon be able to get up close and personal to the lynx, inhabiting the Bohemian and Bavarian forests. Stations have been set up on both sides of the border, reacting to movement and even equipped with sticky material to be able to pick up fur samples for DNA testing. A little earlier, I spoke to Czech zoologist Luděk Bufka.
The project is part of a broader study between Germany and the Czech Republic covering the lynx and its prey. Photo cameras, such as the ones we've put in place, are generally used to catch sight of animals that are very elusive and help us map the territory and behavior of individual specimens, as well as to gauge size to offspring and the size of the overall population. Around 20 or 30 adult lynx live in the area of the Šumava National Park, and together with classic methods, we hope to learn more about them.
Around 25 cameras which react to movement have been set up in parts of the park to photograph recognizable traits and to map individual specimens. On average, just one or two adults inhabit an area of 100 square kilometers, making it easy to understand why the lynx is so difficult to spot. The new photo stations, specialists are hoping, will change that, and they're betting that they and eventually the broader public will be able to learn more about the wildcats inhabiting areas in the Czech Republic and neighboring Germany.
Thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report. To those of you